Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the calls me to this passage, and I
Welcome to the Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and also with Prophet Lane Dupree. We thank God for each and every one that's on the line tonight, and we thank the Lord for even gathering us together to pray and come to seek His face as we receive the word of the Lord tonight. And we thank God for His special flow as He has tonight set apart for us. But let's enter a word of prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God, as we come before you. Thank you for you moving by your spirit and your power tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for the breakthrough, Lord God. Thank you for the breaking out. Thank you for shifting the change in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we thank you. We count it all a privilege and honor just to be in your presence tonight, Lord God, as you move, even as you desire, Lord God. And we thank you right now for your word tonight. Thank you as your word is stirred up within us, Lord God, that we shall release it with fire. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, do what you desire to do, Lord God. Let thy will be done, Lord God. So we thank you as we stand tonight. We're ready in your presence, Lord God, for you to have your will and your way, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. In Jesus' name, Jesus, increase that we decrease now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, Lord, glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome once again to Eagles of Flight Hour. Amen. And tonight we have a very special, we have three special guests. Amen. Tonight, along with myself, and we have Sister Veronica, Amen Evans, and we have Sister Alonda Goodwine, Amen. And we also have Sister Jen. Jen, can you give us your last name? And your last name is a little different from ours. I just don't want to jack it up tonight, Amen.
I know you probably get it right. It's Rio Deek. I know you get it right, though, but thank you.
Okay, no problem. You said it Rio Deek?
Jen Rio Deek, yes.
Really? Okay, real deep. Okay, amen. All right, so praise God. Amen. Jim, real deep. Amen. I don't want to, you know, butcher it up. So we thank God. But anyway, we take it all for love, and we truly thank God for His presence tonight. And as we're here, and we're truly expecting God to move tonight in a special way. Tonight we're going to talk about a very important subject. I think is going to be a very good topic tonight. We're going to talk about waiting on the Lord. And we're going to start from, I'm going to come from two different places. I'm going to come from Isaiah 40, 29 to 31 says, He giveth powers of the faint, and to them that have no might, He increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not weary, and walk, and they should not faint. And I faint. So, amen. So, we thank the Lord for that word in Scripture. Amen. We also want to go to, one second here. I also want to look at Psalm 27, verse 14 says, Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We have another one. Psalm 37:34. Wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee in the inheritance. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. Amen. And we have Proverbs 20:22 says, Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and He shall save thee. Amen. So just a few that we pulled out tonight. Amen. Just to put us where we need to be. Amen. So we just thank the Lord for His presence tonight, His word, His power, and all that He's doing within us, and how He's preparing us, even as we learn how to wait on Him. It's very important that we learn to allow Him. And Scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall rule your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. So we thank the Lord for helping us to learn how to wait on Him. So, amen. Just to kind of warm it up a little bit, but we're going to get ready to go forth into this word and read, just let the Lord have His way. So we're gonna start at Isaiah 40 first, and we're gonna kind of go through that one. And so, and if I guess I can just kind of just narrow it on down to verse 31, and we'll just start there. We'll just kind of keep it on point like that. Verse 31 says, Isaiah 40, 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, Sister Veronica, give us your thought on that scripture. What is that saying to you when you hear that?
That if I continue to wait on God, that He will give me the strength to hold out, and that that when He says that that I'll mount up with wings of an eagle, that He will help me fly over some of the obstacles that might be before me, and that you know He'll let me be able to run and not be weary, that I won't get tired in my wait and in my walk in Him, and I won't faint, and I won't, you know, I won't, it won't be to my demise, but I will be strengthened through my waiting.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Sister Londa.
Amen. Amen. That verse is just telling me that whatever situation that you going forth in, whether it's relating to your family or it could be your workplace or your church family, whatever, in your spiritual life, your physical life, it is the Lord who will give us our strength. You know, things are, I believe the enemy uses stuff to try to tear us down, but we have to remember we have a victorious Lord that will give us our strength. And when it says renew our strength, we, you know, I like the verse, when we are weak, He is strong. So we have to continually go before the Lord, just asking Him to renew us, because we all are dealing with stuff. As you know, I always say we all have a thorn in our side. Everybody, no matter what the outside picture look, everybody is dealing with something that zaps their strength. So we have to get our strength from the Lord. And when I think of the eagle wings, I was always told it's powerful under them. So they shall mount up like wings as eagles. God is the one that will make us powerful through our situation, where if we do it in our own strength, we'll get weary. But if we do it in God's strength, He'll give us strength. You know, somebody will look at you, and unless you share with what you're going through, they won't know, because it's God that's taking you through that. So we shall walk and not run and get weary. We'll walk through it. We won't faint, because it's God who renews us and gives us strength. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Okay. Amen. Praise God, ladies. Amen. Sister Jen, come on. What you got here? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on selecting that Bible verse, Apostle Marcus. Right as we all got on tonight, I actually had Googled that. Googled what Bible verses are based on waiting on the Lord, and Isaiah 40:31 turned up, and my other Jonah of that. I was, first of all, the word eagles, because, you know, eagles wings, right?
No.
It is eagles wings.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
So, that's praise God. My eyes were just drawn to that verse. It just spoke to me as well. So, and even the second one that you had brought up, and both of them, looking at both of those Bible verses, especially Isaiah 40:31, it really speaks on not going by the flesh, not going by the flesh, not leaning on your own understanding, and being
Amen.
Patient with the Lord, being patient
Amen.
In what He's going to do.
Amen.
So it may seem like you're crawling in whatever situation it is, really can't rely on your own strength. You really have to, in a sense, take it easy with yourself, but do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can and let God do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
God will make provision for you to go further in his time, in whatever situation that it may be. Just place all trust in him and see what he'll do. And faith. Mm-hmm. Definitely faith in seeing what he'll do in his time. Don't go by the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Amen. Well said. Amen. I just wanted to add to you, these ladies are definitely members of Eagles Wings International Ministries with us over there, and they've been flying high with us, amen, as we've been, you know, definitely taking the journey in the Word together, and truly I can just tell that how God is preparing them for some greater things and greater flights they're about to take. And so if anyone desires to call and ask for prayer or may have a comment, you can dial 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, amen, and we will definitely take your call. Amen. So, well, thanks. So, once again, that was very good, all three, which you all said, and very all true. Waiting on the Lord, it's funny how it said, I used to be a waiter, and as I'm thinking about it too, it also takes me to the mindset of waiting on the Lord, you know, far as I'm wait, as I serve the Lord, as I serve him, you know, as I go forth and serve the people of God, serve those who are close to me, whichever way I have to go forth to serve, you know, do it in patience, do it in expectation. As I'm doing it, I'm looking towards him, expecting him to, whatever it is that I'm brought before him, then he's going to work it out. And like I said, as I continue to serve, as I continue to do, take care of his business, he'll definitely take care of mine too as I'm waiting on him. He shall renew your strength. But sometimes we go through situations that's been dragged out or whatever, and sometimes we go through it. It can be very weary. You know, you can be, the scripture said, don't be weary in your well doing. And sometimes we can get a little weary, we get tired because, you know, Lord, win, you know, looking around. So teach like what Jen said, just as far as don't view to the flesh. You know, you have to understand and know that, you know, that you got to hold on, stay in the spirit, stay, you know, trusting God. And Sister Alonda said about, you know, even about people, you know, being people watching you, and as you continue to be an example that others can follow you, and you know, as you're seeing the life you portray, you put out there, you know, being effective witness, you know, falls on the term being effective witness. As you wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. You know, and we not lean to our own understanding, but we're trusting God, we're waiting on God, and we're expecting God, you know, to move on our behalf as we continue to do. Amen. And so even as Sister Veronica was talking, you know, even about that too, we have to understand that as we're waiting on the Lord, you know, we're going to, you know, challenges are going to come, you know, but the scripture says, cast not away your confidence. You know, that's why we can't cast away our confidence. We can't quit. We can't give up. Because, you know, even though the temptation is great sometimes, the scripture also tells us, blessed is the man who endures temptation. And then sometimes there's a temptation even just to quit that we have to overcome. You know, because situations get so crazy sometimes. We just like, look, I can't take no more. Isn't that how the woman said in the movie? Lord, take me now. Lord, take me now. I just went just ready to go. Because, you know, so sometimes in our faith, we scream out, Lord, take them now. But I can't do it. But we have to stay encouraged because sometimes we don't know why we're being kept. We don't know why the Lord is holding us, keeping us, because someone else's life still needs to be touched by us. And so I thank God for that. It's very good. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So the next scripture I'm going to go to is, bear with me 1 second here. Amen. The scripture we go to is, let's see, that was 22nd. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, when I hear this here, it definitely gets your attention. Sister Jen, would you give us your thoughts on the scripture here so far?
I'm sorry. Say that again. What scripture was that?
Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wow. Okay. What comes to mind is be patient. Be patient. Maybe there's some things that God still has to work out in our hearts and develop and cultivate,
mm-hmm.
or he can bring us to that place where we're praying to be at. And
mm-hmm.
just,
amen.
Trust in him. Always trust in
mm-hmm.
him.
Okay, amen. Thank you for that. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Sister Alonda?
Amen, amen. This has been one of my favorite go-to verses on waiting. Psalms 27 is one of my favorite chapters, but 14 really stood out because it's a few things that I have been praying for years. And when I say years, 10-plus years. And God has not answered that yet. So this verse is my go-to verse because I use it to encourage me because it says wait on the Lord. It doesn't say one day. It doesn't say 1 month. It doesn't say 1 year. It doesn't say 5 years. It doesn't say 10 years. So that encouraged me in that way. It say wait on the Lord. Be of good courage while you waiting, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So some things God will answer and some things he won't because maybe that's not his will for our life. Sometimes we go before God or we do things on our own, and God is like, well, that wasn't in my will for you. You know, some things he'll answer late and some things he won't. So that just encouraged me, and that verse has really, really helped me with praying for things, especially a long time. And I haven't really, you know, seen God answer in my understanding, but he's answering in his understanding because it's according to his will. So that encouraged me that way because it says wait, and it doesn't say no time on that verse. So be encouraged.
Right.
If you're praying for something, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
10 years, let that
amen.
Verse encourage you because that's how it encouraged me. Amen.
Amen. Well said.
Amen.
Sister Veronica?
Praise God. It's saying to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. That means, you know, don't be disheartened. You know, don't feel like, woe is me, you know, like, oh, man, this is never going to happen. You know, so, and it says that he shall strengthen thy heart. So sometimes when we're waiting, we get discouraged, you know, and we feel like, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm waiting on this thing, but, you know, I'm so disappointed. It just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So the scripture is telling you, to, you know, be of good courage. Don't be downtrodden. Don't feel like, you know, it's dismal that, you know, that it's never going to happen. Because God, he will strengthen your heart. He will give you the heart to go on and say, you know what, I'm not discouraged. You know, it just hasn't happened yet. But I believe, and with my faith, that it will happen. It will come to pass, and that you'll be lighthearted. You won't, you know, you won't be depressed about it, or you know, angry all the time about it. That he will give you, you know, a heart of peace, you know, and strength,
yes.
and guidance. Amen.
Amen. Very well said. Amen. And he would do exactly that. Now, I want to ask you this question. Well, first, before I say that, anyone desire to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, amen. And if you have any questions or comments, amen. When you hear these two scriptures about waiting on the Lord, is there a particular person in the Bible that you see exemplifies that or really shows that one who someone who actually waited? Can y'all give me one person that you know that stood like that? Sister Jen, how about you first? Amen. Is there anyone in the Bible that you know by the examples that you read through the Bible, the scriptures, that has had to wait on the Lord? And how did that work out for them? Amen.
First name that popped up in my mind was Moses.
Okay. Good. That's a good one. Okay.
Moses. Yeah. All. I was just looking at all the things he. All the things in the Bible that he went through.
Yeah, he did.
Years and years of, I mean, till his hair turned gray, everything.
Amen.
All his yeah. trials, and he was tested. That's what has to happen sometimes.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good one. Amen. This is Veronica.
Okay. When I thought about, which is it's like a offspin of it in a way, was Job, because he had to go through things, and you know he kept the faith, even you know through what he was going through, and during after going through so much, everything came back to him double, you know. So being able to endure what he went through, and so to endure you have to wait. And he was restored. Amen.
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 Very good. Amen. Very true. Amen. Solanda?
I was going to say Job too. That's the first person that I thought of, and that encourages me through my dealings. But also I could think of Sarah, even though she kind of leaned to her own understanding of that situation. Look how many years she had to wait to have a child. So, amen.
Amen. That's a compliment, because I was going to actually say Abraham myself, because Abraham, even after receiving the word of the promise, Abraham had to wait for 25 years, and, you know, that's a long time. And, you know, it's a long waiting, but he still held on. And even like the scripture that came to my mind, Romans chapter 4, amen. Romans 4, and I love that scripture when it comes down to, because when it, especially when it gets down to the nitty gritty of it, verse 17-18 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he called, before him who believed, he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. So while we're waiting, it shows me too, while I'm waiting, what am I doing while I'm waiting? Because, you know, after seeing it with Abraham, you know, sometimes while we're waiting, you know, sometimes as we're waiting, if we don't do the right thing, it could actually make things worse or actually make things better, speed it up. Whining and complaining while you're waiting is not really waiting. You know, having a temper tantrum while you're waiting is not really waiting. Yeah. Waiting on the Lord is not just saying we wait, but also it means to how we wait. You know, as we wait on the Lord, we have to wait the right way. Well, because think about it. If we're waiting for the Lord and we're pouting and crying and doing all this stuff, and, oh, woe is me, no one cares, and we're actually doing stuff that's going to prolong the process. Because the more we do that, the more it shows that we're not ready to go forward yet. God needs to break us some more. You know, so as I see this scripture, and I'm reminded about Abraham, in verse 18, you know, he really, you know, it really says volumes. It says, who against hope believed in hope. You know, technically his body was against the natural order of having a child, you know, even producing a child. But then, you know, who against hope believed in hope. So he still held on to what he believed. As far as his hope was low. But he just held strong, held on, and said, look what God did in verse, and then the next verse, as we see verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not even his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So like you're saying, you know, far so, you know, when we look at that, waiting on the Lord, it meant a lot, because here it says, verse 19 says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead. He had to look beyond that which was dead and still believe that life could come in. You know, so even while he waited, he had to really had to trust God. He really, no joke, he had to really trust God, because there's no easy way out of that. He heard what God is saying, but he has to wait for the manifestation of what he said. So, I mean, Abraham definitely get a lot of credit for what he did, what he did, how he stood his ground. It says, when he was about 100 years old, now the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, so even on the natural side, the opposition was the fact that she wasn't able to produce, you know, on her own. But we see when God's hand is upon it, production happens. So waiting on the Lord, truly I can see Abraham, you know, saying a lot of things and just for what he had to go through the process of that child. Lord have mercy, you better believe he cared. You know, and so then God turned around and asked him to sacrifice his son too. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know how many of us would pass that test if we was up, you know, if God didn't tell us, all right, dude, I want you to get your son, your only son, and go to a place I'm going to show you. I want you to sacrifice. I mean, I think, you know, some people might think, you know what, that ain't God, that's the devil. But sometimes, amen, sometimes we call from the devil, it's actually God's hands moving on our behalf. You know, so I'm encouraged. I thank God for how he just brought enlightenment, even more revelation, more truth to what, you know, that scripture is saying, even with you ladies tonight. truly, God is faithful. He is definitely faithful to what he did to what he's promised. So, amen. Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen. So, you know, as we can see, the scripture truly takes care of itself. So, now if you look at your life, your personal life, can you really say that you are one who, would you say that you, do you think you're a good example of one waiting on the Lord? Stalanda, you go first.
Amen. I have room for improvement.
Right.
I'm waiting, but I can wait a little better. Amen.
Okay.
Not there yet.
Okay. Praise God. Amen.
I'm in training. Don't have my degree in that area yet. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for you. Amen. Thank God for your transparency. Even your honesty. Amen. It's just,
yes. Amen.
Amen. Your test. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So, Veronica, how about you?
Okay. I'm not that efficient in that yet either. I some people, you know, have to get a couple of spankings to know that, okay, sit there. Amen. And I'm wondering, you know, I've gotten a couple of little spankings to learn, okay, now I just sit there and wait. And don't move, all right? So I thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Amen.
On that, because, sometimes I'll jump ahead. I will jump ahead. But God is, he's teaching me. He's training me. And
all right.
As long as I have a willing mind to learn and, you know, to be obedient, you know, he's giving me another chance. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, Jen, how about you?
Yes, amen. Amen. Years ago, not so much. As my prayer life has increased, much, much more. And there's, of course, mm-hmm. always room for improvement, just when I least expect it. But definitely, it's... It takes time. Patience takes time, especially when you're just coming to the understanding that really timing is in the Lord's timing. That's where the real timing is.
Right.
And
that's right.
We have to, again, just trust and have faith. And it actually reminds me of, the verse 2 Peter 3:8. One day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a day to the Lord. Just like
that.
Amen.
Okay, amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
When he says yes, no man can say no. And when he says no, no man can say yes, not even us. And so it's really all up to him, and we just have to place patience in him and what he's going to do.
Amen. Amen. I agree. And that number to call in is once again 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. That's true. Amen. So as I see true that waiting on the Lord is really is crucial, you know, and then as we continue to show that even in my life. Well, as I look at my life, I see where I have made the mistake in some things, and I have as far as in my waiting, and I saw the damage when I move ahead of time or move out of God, you know. Mm-hmm. But I also see, too, where I have drastically improved in some areas and really gotten better as far as waiting on the Lord. It's not as anxious as it used to be at one point. It's just a thing of just allowing time to run its course, you know. But I just thank God for just helping me to stay on it. You know, it's been challenging, because sometimes when we're so used to doing, you know, like for instance, if you got to say age 27, 28, maybe 30, okay, the fact of the matter is, for 27, 28 years, you've been kind of doing it your own way. And so here it is, you doing it your own way, you can also get comfortable in the way you do things. So now when it's time to change and actually trust God to do it, you know, it's work. You got to really allow God to really deal with you. But I definitely would say, you know, the same thing when it comes down to that. I think I'm coming better. If there's still room for improvement, but I've definitely done better than I used to do. I must say.
Amen.
Well, amen. Amen. So, as we continue on, amen, when it comes to waiting on the Lord, what are some things you have to do in the process of waiting? What are some necessary things that you would suggest to tell someone? If some people came to you and said, look, we're about to do our thing, but we need someone, we need your guidance, we need help. You know what you say about it. You know, so what would you... How would you guide someone who may come to you with that question about, you know, waiting on the Lord? Is it worth waiting? You know, can they, you know, do what they want to do, or how does it have effect? So, amen. So we're going to have Alonda go for us on that one.
Amen. You definitely have to have a relationship with God. You cannot endure what you have to endure with some of the things you might be praying with the frustrations that come with waiting and the discouragement that come with waiting. You definitely have to stay before the Lord. You have to have a prayer life, and you have to stay in His Word. Those two things will constantly encourage you. And, you know, thank God for the Kingdom family, you know, that also God will send someone to speak a word into you, or to speak life to you, to be there for you. So that's like the three that you need, you know. But even if you don't have that support system, definitely stay before God and His Word, and definitely keep a relationship with Him through prayer, because He'll work everything else out for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Amen. Sister Jen, how are you going that one?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. There is a quote, wait on God's best. So you have either wait on God's best or risk settling for less.
Amen. Very good.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Very simple, but very classic. Amen. And very, you know, down to the point. Amen. Is Veronica?
I also agree with both sisters on the line, saying, you know, that we do have to stay in God's word, and you know, in prayer, much prayer, and also to wait for God's best. But there's also a process of preparation while you're waiting on God. Prepare for what you're asking God for, what you're expecting God to do. So just don't just sit there and not go forth and do anything. Lord, I'm talking to myself. And, you know, but to actually get in preparation for what you're expecting God to do, so that when he does it, that you are ready. If, you know, you don't have to get ready, that you're ready to receive what you've been waiting for.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's just very good on three. You know, and truly, as I just continue to watch and pray, amen, you know, you just be surprised how things can happen so fast as it is, but, you know, but waiting on the Lord is very key in a lot of areas. You know, it's a lot of areas, things that happen, and you need that, you know, you need to have that encouragement to wait from the Lord. It's hard, but at the same time, it's necessary. I like to say this sometimes. It may be hard, but it's necessary. Some things that we go through is necessary. There's some things that we go through, we ain't need to even go through that. You know, but at the same time, I'm learning that, you know, as I begin to trust the Lord even more, just let him do it, you know, just move out the way, let him do it, you know, and as he begins to build you, strengthen you, you know, we learn how to rely on him. We learn how to trust him beyond just saying, I trust God, I wait on God. Mm-hmm. But we're actually putting our faith in motion to where, you know, we're standing, you know, we're holding our ground. And then we'll believe in God. And now we have to speak and say what God is saying to our situation. As we begin to say that, we begin to command our day. We begin to, you know, do all these different things. But at the end of the day, we're waiting, you know, on the Lord. And we're waiting on what he may have us to do or say. And I'm just encouraged just by waiting on the Lord because, you know, when I see new believers right now, and sometimes the things that they get caught into where some things they are taught or encouraged to do is against the word. It's against the word of God, you know, or is not going to benefit them by, you know, by doing things that's kind of, you know, doesn't make sense. You know, sometimes people have to realize that as we're waiting on the Lord, that's your time to really let God be on display. Because people are going to see you waiting. They will get encouraged to wait on the Lord. And as you can encourage them to wait, you let them know the ins and outs. And at the same time, you know, they will become well acquainted with this new life that they're called to live by faith. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. So as we're waiting on God to do some things, that's where those prayers, we pray those prayers, you know, it means a lot. That's when we pray the scripture, really instill the fact of waiting on the Lord and letting the word of God encourage us, it is empowering. It really is empowering. The more we learn how to perform this area of patience, as we learn to really walk out waiting on the Lord to people, you'd be surprised how many people struggle with waiting on the Lord. It is a reality, too. It's also a reality because very quickly they could be in season, and next season they could be out of season just that quick. A few words said can set things off the wrong way. And that's why we have to learn to wait on the Lord, because sometimes it's better for us to be quieter while we're waiting than to move and do a lot of activity. Amen. So we also learn about that, too. It's very important to know when to stand still, know when to move. Amen. Know when to just follow God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? They may have anything else you'd like to say pertaining to the subject. Amen. Anyone? Okay. But amen. So, I definitely see us growing more in our effectiveness in the body, just because some things need to be seen, some things need to be displayed, and sometimes when we fail to do those things, other problems can arise. So that's why waiting on the Lord is so important, because sometimes you may be almost in the grind right now, but I encourage you to hold on, wait on the Lord, see what God says about it. And that helps sometimes too. You have a word from the Lord. You know what's coming out of his mouth. You have a word from the word from the Lord. You know you have a word that's fail-proof. It's something that's gonna stand throughout the testing and trials and tribulation. Amen. Not everyone can handle that. Not everyone knows how to wait on the Lord. Not everyone is encouraged to wait on the Lord. Because they just look at the situation itself and they're like, man, I can't do this. But really, amen, God can do all things. So, amen. So be encouraged, amen, just to know that no matter what you're facing today, no matter what you're going through, that the Lord is preparing you. He's preparing you. Despise not your beginning, amen. Despise not your process, because he's doing what he has to do to get what is needed to get. So, amen, as we encourage one another, build each other up, amen, learn to encourage your brothers and sisters to wait, because sometimes when we go through certain situations and we have to wait on the Lord, it takes a lot out of us to sit there and wait. That's why it's necessary, though. It's very much necessary. We learn how to wait. We'd be surprised what can open up. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Does anyone have anything you'd like to add to or just say in your, you know, while we're there?
Yes. I just like to say, also within waiting is God's timing. And God's timing is perfect. And, you know, when we choose not to wait, then we offset his timing. And what would have come, we would receive a different outcome if we just would have waited. So we definitely praise God for his timing, because the timing, like I say, is perfect. And if you jump ahead, you kind of get what your hand calls for, because you're not waiting on God. You're not letting God control the situation. You're taking it into your own hands. So when you get the outcome, it doesn't turn out that, you know, productively, you know the reason why, because, you know, you decided to go ahead of God instead of waiting and allowing God to be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen. 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 Truly, letting God be who he is. Man, that's a very good point. Because I remember one time I had the word crisis. The Lord had to give me some acronyms. No, pardon, but the acronyms, he gave me something. He said, when it comes to crisis, remember and know who Christ really is. You know, as you come to this place of challenge, in a grocery store, wherever it is, make sure that you, be mindful and aware as the Lord begins to do some great things in your life. You know, be mindful that God has you in the process. We're always under process. We're being made by God. We're being sculpted. We're being shaped by God. We're always going through a process somehow, some way. And it might be for patience in this area, waiting on the Lord. Then it might just be to break you, as matters. I mean, Lord have mercy. Sometimes we go through stuff and it's like, I don't understand why I'm going through this, God. But we got to trust. And this is where your trust comes in. Sometimes you have to trust. You have to trust God to trust God.
Okay.
We have to trust him to trust him. You know, it's not one of those things that's going to be easy to do, because when you, especially a mother, I know a mother can relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody can take care of your child the way you do. I don't care how much. I don't care how much another woman has experienced being a mama. You don't know my child the way I do.
Right.
And so, so here it is. So someone trying to move on or go on, and at the same time, you see things with that child, the other people don't, or they see, but they don't realize, you know, they didn't, because you know your child.
I like that example that someone was giving before. You know, in a room full of screaming babies, your child has a unique sound. And when they're in, certain, depending on that sound, that they have a sound that sounds like, okay, that wasn't a good scream. I know something ain't right. No matter how often they say it's good, you're okay. No, you know what you heard.
Mm-hmm.
And what you heard moved you to the heart because you know how your child screams. You know, I know something ain't right. Either you move or I'm going to move you. Something ain't right.
Amen.
To my child. Amen. And that's how we have to be with knowing the Lord. That fiery pertaining to really knowing Him, that even spend time in His presence. All these things need to happen because, you know, we have to understand while we're in the process of waiting, we are also being made while we wait.
Amen. Amen.
God is making us. He's shaping us. He's molding us. He's blowing life in us in those areas that we call dead. We say, I'm a flat line area. But then God is speaking life. He's planting life. You know, you'd be surprised how, you know, how God is doing a great thing inside of us. That's why, too, we cannot go by the outer appearance.
Amen.
Samuel said, you know, I mean, the Lord told Samuel, you go in and Samuel went to David's brother, you know, and he said, surely this is the Lord's anointing. He looked at a statue and went, oh, yeah, you built to me. God said, no, I have rejected him. And most likely it pertains to his heart. Tesla said, we can do everything else right, but then our heart motive can be so messed up. And so, you know, that's why we got to be careful while we're in our waiting. Be careful how you wait. Be careful and mindful, you know, what we're waiting for. Amen. And live and love and enjoy life. Amen.
Amen.
So we praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have... Amen.
Apostle.
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Can I add something?
Sure, go ahead. I was just about to actually go ahead and add something. Go ahead.
Oh, amen.
Sure.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God on this Blog Talk Radio tonight. This is a great topic you have brought up and great points made by everyone. You.
Amen.
All sisters online. And so we just really have to do what we can and let God do the impossible. That's a great quote to live by. And also when... And it starts when we're young, too, even when we're in school and when everyone else around us are doing all kinds of things that we don't feel comfortable with, and there comes in the peer pressure. And no, we don't have to fall victim to that. Even now in life, when all that similarly peer pressure that goes on in elementary and grade school and high school and even college and on past that, we must not be moved by that. We must not be moved by the pressure that people try to put on us, because we're not living for people. We're living for God, and we're living in honor and respect to all God's timing, all His timing. And so let's just say, for instance, one time I was like 24, 25 years old, and I was still studying in school, and you know, I was still taking care of some things. There's still some things I had to take care of career wise. And so I was talking on the phone with a friend, and she had said, oh, so and so got married. Oh, I got married, and this other person got married. Oh, when are you getting married?
Mm.
I was just so, I just froze, and I was in my mind, I was like, how dare she ask me that? And at the same time, I didn't say that, but all I could say was, I don't know, but, you know, the real answer for that is, first of all, no one has the authority to ask anyone when they're going to do this in life, when they're going to do that in life, when they're going to get a car, when they're going to get a house, or when are they going to get anything. No one has the right to ask anyone, when are you going to have a baby, when are you going to get married, when are you going to do this, when are you going to settle down. That is no one's authority. It's not people's authority to ask and to judge anyone by. That's only upon God and when He says so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing it. Amen. Amen. Sister Rhonda, do you have anything else?
Just to encourage someone, you know, it isn't easy waiting, especially on things that, you know, sometimes we feel like, God, you know, why I had to wait so long. But just be encouraged. Stay, like I said earlier, stay before God. God will send you the help that you need through it, through you going through what you're going through. But you just have to lean on His understanding and trust Him and not your own. Because as Sister Chen said, when we, you know, take matters into our own selves, it can lead us down the wrong path. So, amen. So just stay encouraged. Pray. Like, you know, Psalms 27:14 doesn't mention a certain time to that prayer will be answered. You know, either God will answer it or He won't. He has something better. You know, be encouraged. If His no always comes with something better, and you know, we don't understand it until the better comes. So just be encouraged. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Amen. This is Rhonda. Amen.
Okay. As Sister Rhonda just said, you know, that what God has for us is the better. And I always think about Jeremiah 29:11. It says the plans that He has for us, you know, to prosper. And just thank God for that, because it's in His word that He has plans for you, that wait on it. You know, wait on it, because His word won't return to Him void. And if He has those plans, just wait it out, because His plans are perfect. And that's the way I, you know, just wait on God's perfect will for your life. Amen.
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 Thank you for that very much. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful tonight. I thank God for just having you all on, and you did a great job. You already showed, you know, really just poised and just really allowed God to have His way with you. So I just thank God for even for the next time that God brings us back on again, and you just continue to explore even more, you know, greater things of God. And so be encouraged tonight, each and every listener out there. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart.
Yeah.
Wait, I say, on the Lord. And see, it's not always about who, you know, who's going to wait with you. Sometimes we have to go by ourselves. Sometimes we have to wait on our own. You know, sometimes when the very ones that we pray for, they're not even praying for themselves. They don't even care, you know, what the kids may be. But you be encouraged and wait on the Lord. Amen. And we just want to, you know, encourage each and every one to love somebody, you know. Everybody needs love, you know, and just continue to trust the Lord, and as you be an example for others to follow. Definitely do it in His will. So praise be to God. Thank God for each and every one. And we just want to give you a quick opportunity. If there's anyone who does not know the Lord as Savior, as Jesus, Lord Savior Jesus Christ as Lord, we will give you an opportunity to receive Him tonight. If you have not received, follow as I pray, as I lead you. Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I'm one sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I renounce those things I've done that's not of you. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I allow Him to come in, because He died for us and He rose. And Lord, thank you for the change happening right now. I accept, I receive, and believe salvation. I take it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And for those who need to rededicate your life to the Lord, Father, we thank you as we surrender from our own way. But we embrace you. We yield ourselves to your presence, Lord. Lead us and guide us in all truth. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. Forgive me for going astray. But I choose this time, this moment, to accept you as my Lord and my Savior, to go and lead me in the ways of righteousness and truth. No longer my ways, but let your will be done. So, Lord, I thank you. I believe that I receive you as my Lord once again, and I come in alignment with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you all tonight, and I thank God for each and everyone for, amen, as you go forth tonight, continue to be in His presence and let Him encourage your heart. Let Him build you up and strengthen you to go out there and make an impact. God bless you, ladies, for your time, for being here with us. And we bid you kingdom blessings. And so until the next time, amen. And for those who can join us,
We'll be back on our line, Eagles Wings line, on Tuesday night. And we will be on that line. We have our Impact Bible Study, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The numbers become, the number to call is 843-619-0410. So God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Love you all.
Okay.
Good
Love
night,
you. Man. Amen.
What?